Silent but deadly wealth killer number 8, not using the spiritual laws of wealth. Now, to me, this is the most important of the 8, and it's the foundation that allows you to feel worthy to receive that which you desire so greatly. I believe that God has given each and every one of us the power to get wealth. Now, yes, that wealth will vary based on the person, their needs, their goals, their dreams, their gifts, their talents, but all of us can live a life of extraordinary abundance relative to our experience based on spiritual laws. To me, it is to trust a higher power to deliver you to ideas, inspiration, opportunities, and to guide your steps toward achieving wealth. It amazes me that about a third of my phone calls each and every day have nothing to do with some financial transaction that we're engaged in. It's people who know that I'm going to lead and guide them to their own internal spiritual compass. I've got people calling me of different denominations, different religions, some that may not even profess that they believe in religion or have religion or believe in God. But that's immaterial, because at the core of our human existence, we understand that money is an examination of our spirit. How we feel that we deserve, how we give and serve our fellow man, all of those things come together and culminate in our financial experience. The laws of money are spiritual laws. Most of the basis of our current economy is based on principles and laws developed during the life of Moses. You know, the guy, Charlton Heston from the Ten Commandments. The first 5 books of the Old Testament literally set the stage. Everything from bankruptcy law to usury to setting up accounts to lending and borrowing, all of that was foundational from the Bible. Now, this 8th silent but deadly wealth killer is not about religion, doctrine, or denomination. You serve God the way you feel you need to serve. But ultimately, it's about your inner spiritual feelings about money. Many people on a spiritual level believe that money is evil and anyone that has it must be. But yet, they want to attract it. And that double-minded nature actually repels money. You've got to settle into your mind right now, in your inner man, that wealth, yes, wealth is good, that wealth is divine, and that wealth is your birthright. Now, again, for each person, wealth will be different. Everyone has different gifts, abilities, skills, experiences, knowledge, and things that they're willing to do and that God has placed them on this earth to do. But here's what I always tell people. You will not be given Mercedes-Benz desire and only be given Hyundai experience and ability. Now, certainly that doesn't mean someone driving a Hyundai is not as good as. But the person driving the Hyundai that is debt-free, the person driving the Hyundai that has great health, great marriages, great relationships, that is going to live to a ripe old age, get to know their grandchildren, and have people celebrate them in their lives and not just tolerate them, is wealthy beyond belief. Only by exploring your deepest inner thoughts can you come to grips with the reality of why some people prosper and some people struggle. Yes, some wealthy people are not to be emulated, but the vast, vast majority of wealthy people are kind, loving, giving, and know that God gave them that power to get wealth. But guess what I know, and guess what they know? That same power that allowed them to build wealth is inside of you. The same promises, covenants, and laws in the Bible governing wealth are available to all of God's children, including you. But now you've got the 8 silent but deadly wealth killers. Not paying yourself first, not controlling your debt and expenses, not investing your money for growth, not guarding your money against loss, not owning real estate, not ensuring a future income, not increasing your ability to earn, and not using the spiritual laws of wealth. It is my sincere desire that these few moments together have stimulated your mind and drawn you to act on what it would take for you to obliterate these 8 silent but deadly wealth killers out of your life and to begin examining the opportunity and the laws of wealth working on your behalf to help you build wealth. I wish you money, power, and success.